On the show today, we have Schools First Level Credit Union's very own Kevin Martin talking about the African American Credit Union Coalition debuting their Western Region chapter. So check it out. Yes, welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a very special guest, Mr. Kevin Martin from Schools First Federal Credit Union. Kevin, I've been trying to get you on the show for like years now, and I finally got you here. So thank you so much for taking time out of your day to hang out with me for a few minutes. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, Michael. I appreciate it.
Indeed, indeed. So we got some great news that you just announced. The African American Credit Union Coalition now has a Western Region chapter, and it just debuted. And so tell me about what's going on here.
Yeah, so the African American Credit Union Coalition has been in existence since 1999, but really was primarily on the East Coast. So with a region and a chapter in Maryland. And last year we started a southern chapter in North Carolina, and finally now a West Coast chapter representing 12 Western states. So
well,
looking forward to the opportunity to engage more team members across the credit union movement.
So what kind of prompted this move? Was there a lot of people like, hey, why isn't there something on the West Coast? What's going on? You know, we have this strong presence on the East Coast and the Southeast, but nothing on the West Coast. That's kind of what I'm assuming.
That's exactly what happened. So 3 years ago at the conference, the annual conference that's put on, it was my first time going. And there were maybe at least five or six other folks from California that were present. And we really had not heard of the AACUC until maybe 6 months before that. And so, you know, after dinner, we're just sitting around discussing, getting to know everyone. And we're like, hey, there's no West Coast chapter. What's up with that? And that's literally where it started.
Good.
And so, a few years later, now we have an opportunity to bring the history and the tools to the West Coast, and we're excited about it.
Right on. And even better news, you're kind of heading up the kind of the Western Region chapter of this. So it's even better news for you. So what are some plans that you guys have in the works?
So, well, there's three objectives when it comes to the AACUC, and it's the same for all the chapters. So the first is to create a professional network. Right, so just like you and I are talking, and when we see each other at various conferences, we have a chance to chit chat. It's the same when it comes to this community. We're trying to make sure that people have an opportunity to engage with folks who are like-minded, maybe ask for advice when it comes to careers. And so that's objective number one.
Okay.
Number two is to engage the community. Just like the credit unions across this great nation and across the globe,
yep,
we are part of the community. And so how can we provide financial literacy programs or help people with their budgeting and financial acumen. The same for the chapters, and now we can bring that to the West Coast states as well. And then the last is professional development. So we believe that the credit union movement is stronger when we reflect the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And so the African American Credit Union Coalition has a piece in that, just like the Global Women's Leadership Network or the Network of Latino Credit Union Professionals, just a place for folks to learn from each other and be the best that they can be at work in serving their members.
Right on. Have you guys gotten any reaction from folks out there in credit union land about this, about the debut? I'm sure it's like, yeah, I'm sure it's like, it's about time.
Right. I think that's the reaction. And some folks are like, oh, I had no idea this even existed.
Wow.
And so this is why you do it, right? So folks are like, oh, I had no idea. What is this? How can I get involved? I didn't know this. I've been in the credit union movement for 12 years, and I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
And so opportunity for them to get engaged on another level.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking forward to that. And so the reaction has been very positive. We'll have our first kickoff meeting November the 2nd.
Oh, okay.
It'll be hosted at USC Credit Union. So thanks to Gary Perez, the CEO of USC Credit Union.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be on a Saturday before the USC Oregon football game.
Oh, good.
And we have some tickets available. It's a little bit of an incentive for folks if they, you know, they like, hey, Kev, why are you having a meeting on a Saturday? It's like, well, it's going to be kind of a meeting / tailgate opportunity there.
Football game. I like it.
Right.
You guys are smart. That is a smart move for sure. So how do you see this chapter complementing the coalition's current activities? Obviously, you're going to get more exposure, sounds like, already. How else do you see it complementing the already established activities?
So there's a major gap right now.
Yeah.
So there are over 300 credit unions just in California alone. and roughly 900 or so in the 12 states that this chapter was created to serve. And so that's almost around 80,000 employees. So if we just were able to engage 1% of that employee base, that makes sure that strengthens the AACUC, which strengthens the movement, which improves the service we deliver to our members.
Right.
And so I think right now it's really just about engagement, letting people know that we exist, let them know what our objectives are, and that they're welcome to join. And we look forward to learning from them, and hopefully they learn something from us as well.
Indeed. So are there plans to have the main conference? Is it going to move at least once every now and then to the West Coast? Are there plans in the works for that as well?
You know, that is, we haven't talked to Renee about that, the executive director. I would hope that would be the case. I've gone to 3 conferences in a row now, and they have this beautiful quilt. And it has like a patch for every location and every conference every single year. And it's, you know, it's like Atlanta and Charlotte. And there's one little L.A., Southern California patch over there. So I'm like, hey, can we add to that? We want to get a couple more. Maybe we can go to Seattle or Las Vegas, you know. Not a bad place to have a conference. Right. San Diego, exactly. And so we'll see if we can encourage them. And I think the more people we have engaged on the West Coast, the better the argument would be.
Yep, I agree with you wholeheartedly. So, and speaking of that, what other future plans do you guys have? I mean, obviously you're having a kickoff meeting, not this weekend, but next weekend. What else is in the world? I mean, I know it's just debuted, but do you guys have anything else for the next, I guess, 6 months or so?
So right now we're trying to learn from our sister and brother chapters. So the Eastern and the Southern regional chapters, they have a meeting every single quarter, and we want to follow their lead. And so these can be things that are based in the community to be able to serve, or it can just be a networking function, a happy hour after work. And so we're hoping to, at the November 2nd meeting, and we have roughly 30 people registered for that now, to ask them what they want, what they expect, right? So we think that it's best to let the membership determine the path forward for the chapter. And so listening to the members will then let us know what direction we should be headed in. So more to come after November the 2nd.
So hey, where can folks find out more about, obviously, the AACUC, but the Western region as well? I mean, obviously go to the website, I'm assuming, and then where else can we go to find out more info?
Yeah, so you can go to AACUC.org to start. I think probably the best place to go right now is just to email me directly. So kmartin@aacuc.org.
Okay.
We do plan to put together a LinkedIn page so that folks can connect on LinkedIn and likely see what's going on. But that's still all very much in the works.
Okay. All right. Well, gosh, I'm really happy for you guys. And I'm like, when I saw that news, I went, yeah, West Coast represents. So
yeah.
Really happy.
Do you live on the West Coast? I'm curious. Do you live on the West Coast?
I'm in San Diego.
Oh, you're in San Diego. Okay. That's awesome. See? Well, you should come on up for the kickoff at USC.
I might, but I'm not sure if I can be anywhere near USC because my dad went to UCLA, so...
Oh. Well, you know, so one of our officers, our secretary of the chapter, is a UCLA grad, you know. I don't think she's going to wear that to the meeting, but she is a UCLA grad.
I'll see what my plans are. I'll let you know because, yeah, that would be a quick drive for me, just a couple hours up the coast. So I will let you know. That would be kind of fun to go up there and say howdy to everybody. That
would
be fun.
We would love to have you.
Okay. All right. I'll let you know. Thanks, man. All right, Kevin, anything else to add to wrap up here?
I just want to say that we have a great group of volunteers from leaders from across the credit union space. So hopefully you get a chance to come and engage them. Everyone from, you know, Tanya Wheatley, who works for the Nevada California Credit Union League, to Harold Roundtree, who works for Uncle Credit Union, and many other talented people who are going to be involved. So if you come on November the 2nd, you'll get a chance to speak with Harold. He's going to go through it again.
How's the weather? He's really
cold. Yeah. He's not a small man. No, he's not.
I have to get a chair to talk to him, but let's see him again. Good stuff. All right, Kevin, thank you again. Congratulations on the debut of the new chapter, and look forward to some more big things from you guys here in the in 2020. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, well, thank you. We appreciate that, Michael, and I swear it won't be as long the next time we get a chance to speak. You know, I was intimidated. You know, this is like live and in living color.
It's
so
fun. It's fun.
It is fun.
All right, man.
Well, I love your energy.
What's that?
I love your energy.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yours too. All right. Well, I'll let you get back to work. I'm sure you got lots of stuff on your plate, so I appreciate the time, man. That was good.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Take care.
You are welcome, sir.